Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for some extremely local news. Seamus Toomey joins us, and this is welcome information for CTA riders. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Yes, good news for CTA riders, particularly those on either the brown, red, or purple lines. Today is the day, 4 a.m. actually, they're scheduled to start using the what they're calling the red-purple bypass. We've been calling it sort of the flyover. And this is the set of tracks that soars over the red and purple line tracks in Lakeview, close to Wrigley Field, closer to that big weed dispensary you and Coach were just talking about.
Right.
And it basically just clears all of these trains, all these brown line trains. They don't have to share the same tracks with red and purple line trains anymore. And it's sort of a nerdy thing, but if you think about it, the brown line has got to go west there, so it's basically got to turn left in front of all of these different trains. So it's like waiting for like the left turn signal at a stoplight. Everyone had to stop and wait for these trains. So now the brown line just gets to soar over all of those tracks and go on its merry way out to the northwest side.
Good news for CTA riders, for sure. And this is good news for anybody that has gone to Lincoln Park Zoo over the holidays before. The zoo lights are back, aren't they?
Right. Yep. Sort of right. It marks the calendar. The Zoo Lights is returning to Lincoln Park Zoo. If anyone's never seen it, it's worth checking out. They flood the zoo with millions of LED lights this year. Just everything. The trees are wrapped up. They've got things. They're moving. They've got animals that do some motion. Not real animals. The real animals are pretty much all indoors at this point. But just a wonderful place to get out in the cool air tonight. But yes, it starts tomorrow in earnest. Tonight's a members only night, but tomorrow it's open to the public. 4 to 10 p.m. It's $5 per person, even for kids and strollers. I just checked. They do have tickets for tomorrow and the weekend, but it is free Monday and Tuesday. So if you want to save some money, Monday and Tuesdays are the nights to get out there. But just a fun Chicago thing to do. It doesn't take too long. You can blow through there in about 45 minutes and get back into your car and warm up.
Yeah, what's your hurry? It's actually going to be a little warmer over the weekend. In Jefferson Park on the far northwest side, there's a big effort to preserve a very historical building. Tell us about this.
Right. Unfortunately, too many of these stories, but this is the Our Lady of Victory Church in the Jefferson Park neighborhood. It is celebrating marking its last Sunday Mass. This weekend, it is the church is closing as part of one of the many consolidations that the Archdiocese of Chicago is doing with some of the just the dwindling funds, dwindling attendance. So, Our Lady of Victory, it's stood in Jefferson Park since 1906. It has been a pillar of the community. Still, lots of folks go there, but they are spreading out to a couple different parishes. It's merging into St. Pascal's and St. Bart's in the neighborhood as well. But the parishioners now and the neighbors are really trying to push to save the old building. The Archdiocese hasn't said what they plan to do with it. That's usually a process that the Vatican gets involved with, the Archdiocese gets involved with, whether it could become a community center or, some places they become condos or apartments. There'll be a fight to preserve the building itself to avoid demolition. That doesn't happen that often with these really old, beautiful churches. But, sad days for the Our Lady of Victory folks. They had a going away party earlier this year. Lake Effect Brewing brewed a beer for them to raise some funds for the preservation effort. So, so those folks are working to save it. We'll keep all of your listeners up to date on what's next for the parishioners, what's next for the church itself, the building itself.
At 5212 West Agatite. Thanks, Seamus, and enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.